Yishkoch. Good evening, all. So we have been discussing. Thanks. We've been discussing some of the laws as they pertain to washing clothes on Erev Shabbos and a potential obligation. And we said that according to some, there actually might be a black and white obligation to wash your clothes on Erev Shabbos, or at least on Thursday before Shabbos, even if you already have clean clothes. And there are others who say, no, if you don't have clean clothes, you have to wash them. If you do have clean clothes, then don't bother washing them. There's no need to. What about the potential situation that hopefully everyone finds himself in nowadays, that you have a washing machine, right? Back in the day, doing laundry used to be a really laborious effort. You'd have to go out, you'd have to do all the, I don't know what they actually, yeah, sure. Yeah, they did the washboard stuff and the whatever, they went to the river. Nowadays it's very easy. All you got to do is throw it into the machine, press the button, and we're all good. So is that considered a real avodah, so that you would not be considered to really be busy with that, and therefore you could even do it on Friday when we've been saying you have to do it on Thursday? Is that would even be permissible on Friday? So bismaninu shemechabsim v'mechonos kvisa. Nowadays that we use a machine for washing. What's that called? He writes in Hebrew, wash machine. So if you're using a washing machine,
that's a technical term.
That's the technical term. If you're using the drying machine, what's the drying machine? Dryer. Mutar lechabes uliyavesh biyom shishi. One is allowed to use these machines even on Friday. Why? Because it's no effort at all. Aval im ein lo mechuna liyibush umiyavshim habegadim bechutz al gabi chavalim ein lahatir shezech elik meyakibus. Right. But if you don't have a washing machine, a person doesn't have a washing machine, and forget about not having a washing machine, you don't have access to it. Meaning, if you have a laundromat down the block, it would be the same thing. So in all these situations, if you were using the washboard and all that and going to the river, then you cannot do laundry on Friday. But otherwise, if you have a machine, you can do laundry on Friday. And then he says, we've been discussing for quite some time with all malacha that it has to do with preparing for Shabbos on Friday, that whenever you're preparing for Shabbos, you should always try to take a chalik in that for yourself. You should always try to take a portion in that. So what about, let's say I have a cleaning lady and she likes to turn on the washing machine, she does all my wash. Is that allowed, or should I try to have some involvement in that as well, like I try to be involved in other matters of preparing for Shabbos? Right, adding. So he says, "Mi sheyesh lehem mesarteta mesayat b'malachat habayit." You have someone who takes care of all of the housework. Nachon shebalat habayit tafil al kopanam et mechonat kivisa lechvod shabbos. It's appropriate that a person should go ahead and press the on button or pour a little of the soap in, whatever it is, to make sure you're taking a part in preparing for the cleaning of the clothes as well. And then he says, "Okay, so this is all well and good. You have a washing machine. This whole halacha seems to be relatively irrelevant for us nowadays because you can do laundry on Friday. But what about, let's say you don't have a washing machine, but you have children. And children, as we know, Baruch Hashem, I know very well, that they're always very messy. They have 6-7 outfits in a single day. So you're not going to be able to do your kids' laundry on Friday. That's ridiculous. Even if I have to go down to the river, how many pairs of clothes can you own? They're all going to be dirty by the end of the day. So are you allowed to wash them on Friday?" So he says, "Big day ketanim, shemelat lechem tadir, lekulei ama ein kepeita. Right, so it is permissible for a person to go ahead and wash their child's clothes on Erev Shabbos, but he does say, you should not go ahead and wash them in the sink. You should, if you have a washing machine, you should use the washing machine, because again, there are so many leniencies with a washing machine as is, so throw them in the washing machine and that would be permissible. Then he deals with one final question, and we'll conclude with this evening, and that is, this sounds a little bit crazy. Let's say I wake up on Friday morning and I realized that I forgot to do my laundry for Shabbos. I won't have any clean clothes. I'm not supposed to do my laundry. I should just have a dirty shirt on Shabbos. Or better yet, should I go out shopping and spend time trying to buy a new shirt? What's the halacha there? So he says, "Kishayesh ones." Let's say something happened, you forgot, or you had a wedding the night before and you only had one clean shirt. You wore that to the wedding, and so what are you going to do? So in such a situation, the kulei alma mutar lechabes b'yom shishi. One is allowed to go ahead at the end of the day to do their laundry on Friday if they have nothing else to wear for Shabbos. And then he also explains that dafka b'yom shishi in let's say you're thinking, so you know in Judaism, so the night, that's when the day technically starts. So Thursday night is the beginning of our Friday. And so we say you can't do laundry on Friday. So when does that start? In the morning or in the evening? So he says at the end of the day, even according to the people who want to be very stringent, still you can do your laundry on Thursday night, but it's just Friday, the day itself, that becomes a real problem. But again, if you're in a situation where you're stuck, you could even do laundry on Friday as well. And there's a few more halachos regarding this, but we'll conclude right now, and we'll finish this up tomorrow, and we'll conclude with the Rabbi's Kaddish. Rabbi Hanani ben Akashim.